when we as individual investors need a place to park our money, we usually use savings accounts or money markets or maybe a CD, certificate of deposit, if we know that we're not going to need the money for a certain amount of time. But when you have billions of dollars, millions of dollars to invest, you don't use CDs. You use corporate paper, treasury bills, bankers' acceptance notes. So let's take a look at some of these examples that you and I are never going to use, except indirectly through maybe our mutual fund. So here is the list of short-term securities that a certain mutual fund is using to park some of their money. Because just like a regular individual, a mutual fund needs to have some cash available. But when you're looking at a mutual fund that has almost $100 billion to invest, exactly. In this case, look at the amount of short-term securities they have. Almost $4.5 billion worth of short-term securities, because this mutual fund has about $100 billion of investments. So they went out to the money market world. They went out to the short-term securities, corporate paper, treasury bills, bankers' acceptance notes market, and they were able to buy some Coca-Cola short-term securities paying 2% that noticed were due in July 2nd. Huh? What's going on here? Well, this report was created at the end of their annual year, which ends in April 30th, as I remember. And this wasn't published until June, right? So it takes them a while to get everything together and sent out to the world. So by the time they published this, these were ready to expire. They were ready to mature. So this is a snapshot of April 30th. So you see, they owned, everything has to be multiplied by 1,000, 34,881,000 worth of this short-term security. And when it matured on July 2nd, it was worth $35 million. So you see, this is how corporate paper treasury bills earn money. You buy them at a discount, and they accrue interest until finally they mature. They have a ton of these Federal Home Loan Bank short-term securities that were due at various times between May 1st and July 27th, and a bunch of treasury bills that were due between May 17th and August 2nd. And then other securities that they did not list because they didn't meet a certain threshold of size, so they didn't have to show them. So you see how this works? You buy them at a discount. Notice in this case, the cost was $4,482,047,000. And at the time that this was published, the amount had grown to $4,482,052,000 and was accruing interest as the short-term securities got closer and closer to the maturity date. Now, if you had looked at this just a year ago or a year and a half ago, you would have seen 0.1%, 0.5% for the more aggressive, less trustworthy issues. So short-term interest rates, as we discussed in the presentation, are on the rise. And if, as this Federal Reserve Bank has just said, it is because that the economy is getting stronger and it's time for us to raise interest rates to head off inflation, we don't want the economy to overheat, then that's a very, very good sign for the future. If, on the other hand, as some people are saying, the Federal Reserve Bank is raising interest rates too quickly, and they're not correct in their estimate of the strength of our economy, well, then we could be heading for a recession, because they're putting the brakes on at a time when they should keeping the brakes off. They should be allowing money to still be easy. That's the job of the Federal Reserve Bank, and it's not an easy job. They don't always get it right. In fact, they often screw up. But they know more about the United States economy than anybody else, so let's hope they're right. Now, you and I going out and looking for these things, as we ask you to do as a bonus problem, bonus in the assignment, are going to have a problem, as we discuss in the assignment, because these are not readily purchased by individual investors. So if you go into a brokerage firm and say, I'd like to know about your available corporate paper investments, they're going to think, oh my goodness, this person has millions of dollars to invest. And when they realize you're doing it for an assignment for a community college class, they might not be so friendly. So hope you've enjoyed our discussion of short-term securities examples.